Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show. The company is American Pacific Mining Corp, traded on the CSE under the symbol USGD and on the OTCQB under the symbol USGDF. I'm chatting with the CEO, Warwick Smith. Now, Warwick, this is the first time having you on the show and the first time introducing this company. I was waiting for some drill results to come out of one of the company's projects. Now, in total, the company holds three projects. We will get into all three of these projects. And one thing to note is that all three of these projects are all under JV agreements, some with some of the largest miners in the world. Let's start off with the Madison project. This is in Montana. Your JV partner here is Rio Tinto, technically Kennecott Exploration, but that is a U.S. subsidiary of Rio Tinto. Please start us off by giving just a little background on this Madison project in Montana, please.
Yeah, happy to do so, and thanks for having us on the show, Corey. I appreciate it. So Madison is, as you mentioned, under joint venture with Rio Tinto. So they may spend up to $30 million US to earn 70% of the project. This is an asset that we picked up around mid-2020. It was under a joint venture with another company that we ended up buying out. We bought out the asset along with the joint venture for $2.4 million worth of stock. So it was a transaction that we were very pleased to do that came along with a JV with the second largest mining company in the world. That works for a company our size. It is a very high grade gold copper skarn at surface with a porphyry down below. The porphyry is certainly could be the big prize, and then that is one of the things that that Rio Tinto is focusing on. They spent a lot of time this year and last year drilling the porphyry and getting some really good cracker high grade results out of that, which has us very excited and thankfully has them very excited as well. Quite honestly, when they got involved, we felt that they would be porphyry or bust. They have drilled into the porphyry, gotten good grade there, but they've shown a lot of interest in this skarn. The skarn pushes significant grades. They've had drill holes there, 30 meters of an ounce per ton gold. 11 meters of 41 grams per ton, 4 meters of 82 grams per ton gold, and then just some gray copper numbers as well. 61 meters of almost 7% copper, 8 meters of 40% copper, et cetera, et cetera. And then longer runs, like 85 meters of almost 2% copper. So there's been lots of great hits throughout it. This year, they're focused on expanding the mineralization, and they've been able to do that. We've released three holes. There's five more holes that are pending in the lab. We're excited to get those out as well. But so far, so good. Rio's been a great partner for American Pacific. Quite easy to work with, much to our surprise, them being the Goliath in the David and Goliath situation. But they've been easy to work with and great guys, and they've been doing great work. So far, so good.
So from my understanding, there's not a resource on this asset, but there has been quite a bit of work done. So what is the current strategy, if you can share that with us, from this drilling that the Rio Tinto group is doing to potentially move towards a resource or just show the maybe base value of what this asset is currently?
Yeah, great question. So yeah, there's been a good amount of drilling done here. One of the things that's been really interesting within the skarn system is there's numerous different rock types. So we've encountered gold and copper in massive sulfide in skarn, in jasperoid, et cetera. So one of the things that they're doing this year was looking to expand the mineralization. They've already done that, both to the north and to the south, and then it's open down dip as well. So they've been able to expand the mineralization in three directions. That's a fantastic start. What they're going to do and are in the process of doing right now is building a 3D model that incorporates all of the different rock types. So they'll be able to put rock densities to that and basically get a feel for what an initial resource could be. Whether they release that or not, we'll see. But the thinking here is with the high grade that this is pushing up through the skarn, that there's something below it that's pushing that metal upwards. So that's the thinking. Good expression on a skarn, great excitement from the skarn, something down below that could be quite big. We're very close to the Butte mine, which is the third largest porphyry in the world. I think it's about 40 kilometers away from where we are. So that creates a lot of excitement for Rio. So we'll get a clearer picture as they put this 3D model together. We're going to get an opportunity to release that as well. So we're certainly excited about that.
So when it comes to the overall strike of what the mineralization is known to be right now, what is that length? And also, what is the depth extension that you guys have, for the most part, proven out?
Yeah, so the lateral extension goes across three old mines that are on the project, from the Hudson, the Madison, and the Broadway. It's about a mile of strike length. Now they've encountered they encountered the porphyry about 300 meters down. So they've got good lateral extension and good depth extension to it as well. Now it's a matter of putting all those pieces of the puzzle together, which is what they're starting to do, and we'll get a good visual interpretation of with that 3D model as well. We're very excited to get that. We built our own 3D model that you can see on the American Pacific website. It's just listed under Madison, and it gives people a good idea. They can see the drilling that's been done. We highlight the drilling that's been done this year as well to show how it extends the strike length. But what we'll get from them is going to be these three different rock types, which is then going to give you an idea of densities, et cetera. That excites us. Needless to say, Rio puts together first-class work, so it's going to be great to have a copy of that to be able to show people as well.
So just summarize then quickly what the overall program looks like moving into this current year from what Rio is drilling. You mentioned there's still five holes to come back from the lab, but what is the overall plan for this year?
Yeah, great question, Corey. So we're going to release that here in short order. Actually, I had contact with Rio late last week. They're going to be doing both core and RC drilling this year. We're going to get on a call with them in the next week to 10 days. Then we'll be able to release the exact footages, et cetera. I know in advance of 2020, they had laid out a really extensive program. They were going to do something north of 100 holes last year. COVID-19 put a bit of a damper on that, unfortunately, because they could only have one drill and one crew on site at a time. Their COVID protocols are very strict, as you would imagine, and deservedly so. So we're hoping this year that they're going to be able to get multiple drills on site, probably by summertime. The thinking here is that they're going to complete this. Well, we'll get the holes back that we're waiting on. They'll complete the 3D model. Then they'll be back on site drilling. We know they're going to do core. We know they're going to do RC as well. We imagine it's going to be a fairly significant program. We'll release what those footages are and the timing of that in the course of the next couple of weeks.
All right. So news flow that will continue. And again, the initial or some drill results were put out January 19th, just last week. Let's move over to the other project in the U.S. in Nevada is the Gooseberry Gold and Silver Mine. This is also under JV. Please give us a general update on this project, some of the history and the JV agreement currently.
Yeah, absolutely. So we joint ventured this out late last year with a company called GRAC Global. It's a private company. They're going to go public in Q1 of this year. They will start drilling at Gooseberry in Q2. Gooseberry is a past producing silver gold mine. Hasn't been touched since 1994. Just off the highway, about 40 minutes outside of Reno, Nevada. It's an asset we like a great deal. We're certainly excited to see it get drilled. It was it's going to be operated by us. So my partner is Eric Sederholm. Eric was the head of exploration in the Western U.S. for Newmont. So he's going to be running the program. So GRAC Global's got to spend up to $4.5 million and they shares in their company and a cash payment as well. And they have to bring the project to a positive feasibility study in order to earn 80% of the project. So we're really happy to see this drilled. Great grades on this, great silver grades. This is actually a project we staked. We discovered that it was open, and we were able to stake it. And of course, when you stake these projects, you don't get all the data. So we actually tracked down a dozen banker's boxes at the University of Nevada, Reno. Got the original stope maps, put them into the 3D model. Obviously, the first time a 3D model has been built on this, and just saw some spectacular grades, from production grades of, a meter of 4,500 grams per ton silver and 65 grams per ton gold, just under a meter of 3,700 grams per ton silver, 113 grams per ton gold, et cetera, et cetera. They're all, those are, again, all listed on the website. But this is a project that we're definitely excited to get drilled. You know, we'll have a lot of news this year. All three projects are even getting drilled. All three projects have partners drilling them, so we don't have to spend our money. There's going to be lots of drill news, money being spent by our partners. So that's exciting for American Pacific shareholders.
So when do you expect this drill program to start at Gooseberry, and any insights on how big it could be, or is this still just all kind of predicated around GRAC Global going public and raising some more money on the back end of that?
Yeah, so they're going to go public in Q1. I think they've got most of that lined up from speaking to them. It's going to be a 12-hole program. It's going to be core holes. It's going to be about $1 million U.S. program. So it'll be a fairly significant program. And again, Eric Sederholm is going to be the one sitting the drill, so I'm pleased about that. It's always nice to have the it's always nice to be the operator. Unless you're working with a Rio Tinto, then it's great for them to operate. But it's nice in this case because then you're seeing the core come out. Eric's going to be able to get a good feel for how that program's coming along.
Well, and one thing to note is, as the operator, you also get a little bit of money into the company for being the operator as well. But let's move over to this Tuscarora project. That's also in Nevada and also under another JV. Give me an update, please, on what this project looks like, its current status.
Yeah, high-grade epithermal system just outside of Elko, Nevada. It's actually the project that we started the company with back in March of 2018. We got it from Noble Resources. They were obviously focused down in Australia, so this was something that we were able to pick up from them. It's a similar deal. It's a company called Saldera that's running it. They can earn up to 80% of the project by making a cash payment, shares, $4.5 million in exploration, and a pre-feasibility on this one. They are supposed to drill this in Q1. So by the end of March. Again, one thing that we've really focused on, high grade in the Western U.S. This has some great grades to it. They're all listed again on the American Pacific website, but multiple ounce per ton gold. There's numerous vein sets that run through the project. Only three of them have really been tested. So they're going to get out and test some of these other vein sets as well. That's how this becomes big. Again, one we're excited about, and again, one that Eric's going to be operating. So he's going to be busy in Q1 and Q2, which is good. I suppose that keeps him out of trouble, and will create a bunch of news flow for us.
Okay, so fairly solid news flow out of these three projects. And again, the company doesn't sound like you guys are spending very much money at all on these projects because of the JV agreements. Let's talk about cash in the bank then. Where is the company sitting in terms of cash that's available to you?
Yeah, we're in a good spot. We're just under $2 million in cash. We've got $1 million worth of stock in Saldera. When GRAC Global goes public, we're going to have the same amount, so in and around $1 million worth of stock in their company as well. And we only burn about $100,000 a month. That being said, we're going to have a significant multi-million dollars worth of drilling done in 2021 that we don't have to fund, but that we get the benefit of being able to press release and see these projects grow. So we're in a very strong position from that standpoint, and we're looking forward to a busy 2021 with lots of drill results coming up.
Now, approximately how much cash will you guys be receiving as the operators of these JVs?
Ooh, that's a great question. So, basically how that we structure it is we get a cash payment, but we also charge a daily rate for Eric's time. And then we charge over and above that for additional work. So we book, we'll do it all. So we'll permit, we'll hire drill crews, we'll do all of that as well. It ends up being fairly lucrative for us, but also fair to our partners as well. But it certainly takes down the burn rate significantly and puts a little additional cash into our pockets as well. Both those deals, when we did them, came with $50,000 up front. In the case of Tuscarora, they covered off the final payment to Noble Resources, and both in the case of Tuscarora and Gooseberry, they cover up the claim fees as well. So it takes a burden off of American Pacific, and allows these projects to to get the exploration that they certainly deserve. So we're pleased. We're in a good spot now.
Let's also talk share structure. It's about 65.5 million shares outstanding on a fully diluted basis, just over 100 million. Now, that is a big jump. Let's talk about the warrants then. There's about 32 million warrants. What are the exercise prices of some of these warrants then?
The bulk of the warrants are done at 20 cents, and then there is a smaller amount. I'm going to cuff that number. I think it's about 4 million that are left at 25. Some of those have already come down. And that'll bring in just over $6 million into the company as well with those coming down.
Okay. How much do insiders and management, any strong shareholders that you can share with us in terms of the share structure?
Yeah, for sure. So Eric Sederholm and myself are probably the two, close to the two largest shareholders of the company. Management owns about 22, I think it's 22% last check of the issued. So it's significant holdings for all of us. But we've got good, strong directors as well. Ken Cunningham, who ran Moran Gold for years, is sitting on the board. Jonas Lang, coming from Maple Gold, sits on the board as well. Great guys, great directors, good shareholders. We've all taken part in every financing that that the company's done. So, you know, we've been supportive of this, and it's quite frankly, this is our baby, and come hell or high water, we're going to make sure that we see it be successful.
All right, Warwick, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for the update on American Pacific. I will post a link to a summary of the recent news so that all of you can catch up on that. And please send me any questions that you have for Warwick and the team. My email is fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and I will follow up when we get some more news out, some more drill results, especially from any of the three projects we have outlined. Warwick, thanks for your time today. We'll chat again relatively soon.
I appreciate the time, Corey. Thanks so much.